Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I'm the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can call me anytime for assistance. When you call that number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, see this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we are celebrating National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day today. Don't forget the almonds. You got to have the almonds, otherwise it's just Bittersweet Chocolate Day, and that's not what we're celebrating today. So just check that one out. At Costco, you can get some nice bittersweet chocolate with almonds. I do indulge in those just from time to time, like if I'm awake. You don't have to be too fancy about when you can indulge some of these enjoyable bad habits that I tend to enjoy frequently. Watching the markets today, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 342 points. Oil up 30 cents a barrel. The U.S. 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points right now at 1.83. The Dow up 300 points after the FBI clears Hillary Clinton.
You don't know better than that.
Yeah, the FBI. You got to love the headlines that he's coming across on the Main Street media. It just boggles my mind when you listen to what the FBI director actually said. He said, there's nothing new here. Well, what that nothing new means is she's still reckless and careless. She still had an illegal server. She lied to Congress. She lied to the FBI. She had told everybody that there was no secure emails on her servers, but they were. And now we find out that her housekeeper was printing out classified material on her behalf and leaving it on the counter for her. Leaving it on the counter for her, where anybody can see it. Unbelievable. Yet, nothing new here. That's what the FBI has to say. Well, the only one of the political areas that I really pay a whole lot of attention to, Real Clear Politics. So what is Real Clear Politics? Why do I find that one of the service, the polls, to be of value? Now, I know IBD did get, the Investors Business Daily, did get the last elections correct. A lot of others did not have it correct. But Real Clear Politics, they just do a straight average of all of the different polls to give you an idea of where the polls are heading. So in the battleground states, Florida, Clinton is up by 0.2%. Ohio, Trump up 3.5%. Michigan, Clinton by 4.7%. Wisconsin, Clinton by 6.5%. Iowa, Trump by 3%. Arizona, Trump by 4%. Interesting information watching where we stand right there. So it's a very, very close race. Tomorrow will be key to it all. You gotta love, though, watching what some of these especially the Clintons, because, you know, I am a conservative. I don't hide that at all. Pretty straightforward out there. But can you imagine what it would have been like if President Bush the senior, Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, if they had been on stage with somebody like Jay-Z using the language that he was using? Right. That's what you would wonder what we would have been saying then. What would have been the headlines been at that point in time? Do you think that they would have been very similar to where they are right now? Just a quick question right there. And the president, now here's, you know, you got to really love watching what this president does. Here is the president. He's out there not working. He's out there politicking for Hillary Clinton, out there doing what he wants to do, and we've got Americans in combat. We've got and the president's not running for office, so all he's out there doing is taking time away from his job as commander-in-chief to do what he wants to. You know, usually it's golf. So right now he's out there politicking. And in the last week, we've had five of our special operations, special forces people killed while the president is out there politicking and not doing his job. Can you imagine that? Again, I ask, what would have happened if we would have seen President Bush doing that? The younger or the elder, either one. Do you think there would have been some backlash in the media if they were doing these things and we have men and women in battle in harm's way dying while the president is out there politicking and just having a good old time pushing Hillary Clinton? Oh, yeah, who, by the way, some of the people that she was responsible for, they won't be voting this time because they were killed in action while she was not on the job, not doing what she was supposed to be doing. Unbelievable. Moving right along. I did notice that I guess we should talk about, being that it is, we were talking about oil just a minute ago, 221.5 is the national average gasoline, up from 179 when President Obama took office. $2.79.6 here in the state of confusion. Amazing numbers there. True. David Stockman in the news. Do you remember David Stockman? A lot of people don't know David Stockman, but here is the thought of David Stockman. He says both Trump and Clinton could lead to a 25% drop in the stock market. This is former Reagan economic advisor talking about the stock market. Yet the market's up 300 points today. Why would that be? Then every day from the time that Comey announced that there was a new investigation into the Clintons until today, the stock market was down. You have to wonder about that one. And I shared many, many times on Ron's radio that we know the mainstream media is all about the Clintons. In fact, CNN, who used to be one of the trusted news networks, has become the Clinton News Network. And we're looking at this one here as well. CNN gave Clinton the interview questions. Well, we knew that one, that during the debate, CNN gave Hillary questions that they were going to be asking on the debate, gave it to Donna Brazile, who has since been terminated from CNN, Clinton News Network. But we also see in the latest of the WikiLeaks that Wolf Blitzer is getting information from the Clinton campaign as to what questions he should ask Donald Trump in an interview with Trump. Really? He doesn't know what questions might be wise for him to ask at that point? I just find this fascinating how the media is just not doing their job. They're not out there. They're not following what the media was supposed to, was intended. Why do we have freedom of the press? Well, the reason for freedom of the press is so they could go out, do their job, and we could have a watchdog over our politicians. But they don't do that anymore. Why are they not doing their job? Why are they not out there as that watchdog? We're seeing that all the time. You have to wonder what the deal is, why that's happening in such a way. It's just because you can't have politicians. You can't have partisans being the journalists also. Now, I share with you frequently, I do watch CNN. I do watch Fox News. It's fine having the partisans. You know what you're going to get when you listen to Sean Hannity. There's no question that he is partisan, that he is going to be giving us a partisan perspective. When you watch Bret Baier, you're not expecting that. Wolf Blitzer, we weren't expecting that until I guess maybe that's not the case any longer, where you really are getting those ideas from those same people. They're no longer the unbiased individuals that they were. Now, I did a little bit of math here. You got to love just a little bit of math from Comey, okay? He tells us there was nothing new found in the emails. And we know that there was substantial pressure on the FBI to act quickly in this matter. So they find Anthony Weiner, who is under FBI investigation as a pedophile, sending pictures of his package to 15-year-olds. Unbelievable. So they find his computer, his laptop computer, has emails on them from Hillary Clinton. Wait a second. How would he have emails on there from Hillary Clinton? Because we found out that that can't happen. Okay, but he has emails there from Hillary Clinton that are classified emails. There's 650,000 emails are discovered on Wiener's computer. Now, they went through all of those, according to Comey, in 8 days. That's 81,250 emails per day. If you divide that by an eight-hour work day, that's 1,156 emails per hour. If we had just doing nothing but that, it would be 169 people doing nothing but that if they could read one email per minute. One email per minute. Can you believe that stuff? Can you believe that's how it could really work? Just saying. That's what they want us to believe. You believe it? You do the math. You figure it out. You tell me what your thoughts are. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, National Association of Realtors shows now is a great time to sell. Four things home buyers worried about a housing bubble should consider. Five home maintenance tasks that you can save you money. And we will go through the last of the ballot propositions that we've been talking about. Tomorrow is election day. Make sure you get out and vote. And you can reach me anytime. Our fair number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your real estate. Again, you can't get that information online. It is not there. You got to talk to somebody to get the good information that you need. National Association of Realtors reports now is a great time to sell. We all realize that the best time to sell anything is when demand is high and supply of that item is limited. The last major reports issued by the National Association of Realtors revealed information that suggests now can be a great time to sell your house. We're going to look at the report by the latest pending home sales report and existing home sales report. The pending home sales report announced that pending home sales, homes going into contract, are up 2.4% over last year and increased over a year now for 22 of the last 25 consecutive months. Lawrence Yoon, he is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, had this to say, and I quote, "The one major predicament in the housing market is without a doubt the painfully low levels of housing inventory in much of the country. It's leading to home price outpacing wages, property selling a lot quicker than a year ago, a home search for many prospective buyers being highly competitive and drawn out because of a shortage of listings at affordable prices," unquote. The takeaway, demand for housing will continue throughout the end of 2016 and into 2017. The seasonal slowdown often felt in the winter months did not occur last winter and shows no signs of returning this year. The existing home sales report, the most important data point revealed in the report was not sales, but was instead the inventory of homes for sale. That's called supply. The report explained total housing inventory rose 1.5% to 2.04 million homes available for sale. That represents a 4.5 month supply at the current sales pace. Unsold inventory is 6.8% lower than a year ago, marking the 16th consecutive month with year-over-year declines. There were two more interesting comments made by Yoon in the report, and they are, inventory has been extremely tight all year and is unlikely to improve now that the seasonal decline in listings is about to kick in. Unfortunately, there won't be much relief from home construction, which continues to be grossly inadequate in relation to demand. In real estate, there is a guideline that often applies. When there is less than a 6 month supply of inventory available, we're in a seller's market and we will see appreciation. Between 6 to 7 months is a neutral market where prices will increase at the rate of inflation. And more than a 7 month supply means we are in a buyer's market and should expect depreciation in home values. You note we are and will remain in a seller's market with prices still increasing unless more listings come to the market. There's hope the leap in sales to first-time buyers can stick through the rest of the year and into next spring. The market fundamental, primarily consistent job gains and affordable mortgage rates, are there for the steady rise in first-timers needed to finally reverse the decline in the home ownership rate. Takeaway from that part, inventory of homes for sale is well below the six-month supply needed for a normal market. Prices will continue to rise if a sizable supply does not enter the market. And the bottom line, if you're going to sell, now may be the time to take advantage of the ready, willing, and able buyers that are still out looking for your house. Call me. I would be happy to put you in touch with a great real estate agent in your neighborhood. Again, I don't sell real estate. I do know quite a few people who do sell real estate, and they would be more than happy to be of assistance to you in helping you find the right buyer for your house and finding you the right home to move to. Those are the thoughts from the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. So I shared with you earlier that I was going to talk to you about the remaining items on our proposition list. No, I'm not propositioning you. These are the propositions on California's ballot that we are going to tomorrow. What I see out there for you, some information for you. We have not talked at all about California Proposition 64. That's a good one for you. That's the Marijuana Legalization Initiative. Yes Vote supports legalizing recreational marijuana for persons age 21 or older under state law. I wonder if they put anything in there about having to check IDs, because you don't have to check an ID to vote, but you're supposed to have a check an ID to use marijuana. A no vote opposes this proposal to legalize recreational marijuana under state law and to establish certain cultivation taxes. Who are the proponents on this one? We will get to that. I got to scroll down and find out who the holy cow, it's a big initiative. Of course, it's Lieutenant Gavin Newsom, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. You know something? I got to find. I think I had a very interesting soundtrack for you on this one. I think I still saved it. I don't use this one very often, but being that we are talking about the marijuana initiative, yeah, I got a long hit there for you. Tom McClintock, Dana Rohrabacher, they're all in supporters of this. I wonder if that's just because they want to get the votes as opposed to legitimately. Former officials Tom Campbell, George Miller, Antonio Villaraigosa is a proponent on this one as well. I don't want to stir Villaraigosa, but I guess the guys did. Santa Monica Democrat Club, Harvey Milk Club.
Smoking.
Yeah, they are smoking. The ACLU of California. Who is against it? Now, this is very interesting. Dianne Feinstein is against it. Very interesting. I'm very rarely am I on the same side of a issue as Dianne Feinstein. California Republican Party is against. Libertarian Party is against. The Auto Club is against it. Public safety officials that are against it, almost all of them. The district attorney's offices are almost all against it. All the sheriff's departments, California Highway Patrol, all of these organizations are against it. Why are they all against it? Well, here's what we know from the states that already have implemented recreational use of marijuana. Increase DUI. Increase emergency room visits. Increase in the unknowledgeable or the the dosages are not consistent. See, when you go and get a Coors Light, I don't drink beer, so I don't even know what beers are out there anymore. Mitchell likes an 805, whatever that means. But every time you buy one of those beers, you know the exact alcohol content that's in there. It's regulated. Finding out that the marijuana, the recreational use of marijuana, it is not consistent from dosage to dosage, so people are ending up in the emergency rooms more frequently. When I did have that conversation with Sheriff Sandra Hutchins, well, the issue that she brought up was that there are a lot more burglaries. She also shared with me and with us that you can't advertise tobacco and alcohol on kids' television programs, but there's nothing in this law that prohibits them from being advertised there. So the kids are going to get these advertisements, and then you wonder, are they going to get a hold of the marijuana themselves? Yeah, of course they are. And then the money that was supposedly coming in, well, in those states, it didn't find that it really was making it to where it was supposed to be. Total campaign contributions as of November 2nd, $22 million in favor.
Okay.
And there was $2 million of opposition. Not going to find it going too well there, but That is the number, 22 million to 2 million. That is proposition, that the marijuana proposition, 64. I can tell you this, I am a no vote on that one. You decide for yourselves. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about four things home buyers worried about in a housing bubble should consider. If you're worried about a housing bubble, these are the four things you should consider. And some maintenance tasks that can save you money. We like saving money on Ron Siegel Radio. That is one of our mantras here. And finding ways to save you money is something we pour as well. Reach us anytime. Our off number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The mortgage minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage Financial Group. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is ready for you. Gold Star has all the different programs. They've got the FHA loans. They've got the USDA, VA, jumbos, conventional, anything you like. they have got them available for you. Things home buyers that are worried about a housing bubble should consider is the topic of our conversation today. So let me get that up here. What are the things that home buyers should be considering? Number one is the overall economy. Well, right now, there's a lot of question marks about the economy. We'll wonder about where do we get the true information about the economy. That is one of the keys that you need to consider when you're wondering, is there a housing bubble? The media is telling us that unemployment is low, wage growth is strong, the tech sector is hiring in droves. The Federal Reserve said if the economy was doing well, they would raise the interest rates four times during the year of 2016. So far, they have not raised it at all. Does that lend you to believe that there is a bubble? Mortgage requirements, despite what many are telling you, getting a mortgage is a little bit intense. Now, I've shared with you the way to make it nice and easy. It's just a matter of going through and dealing with the documentation. If you've got a great lender like our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, then you're going to get a checklist. So you can go through all the documentation up front. Here's what you need to know about getting a mortgage. It takes about 5 hours of your time, 5 hours of your time to get a mortgage. There is going to be 1 hour of that that you're going to think, are these guys totally crazy? Are they nuts? What are they asking me for? Well, the reason that they ask you those questions is they're trying to figure out, make sure they've got all of their documentation in line. You see, it's not 2008 any longer, 2007, 2006, when you had that two-step mortgage process. Can you fog a mirror and you are approved? That's not the case any longer. You need to have full documentation, tax returns, pay stubs, letters of explanation. The lender is going to do their due diligence in that 1 hour that I just mentioned to you. They ask you for things that you think are totally crazy. But that's the documentation that protects the investor, the lender, from when they try to sell that loan on the open market. Those are all the dotted. They're trying to predict everything that they need and everything that an investor will want, because they know that if they're missing documents or if they do something wrong, they're looking at the having to sell that on the secondary or on a what they call a scratch market, and it's going to cost them. They're going to have to discount that loan probably about 10%. Now think about that. If it's a $400,000 loan, the lender is costing them about $40,000 of discounting that loan to get rid of it, to sell it off of their warehouse line, their line that they use to fund your loan. Do you think that the ownership, the underwriters of those companies are saying, get everything you dream of needing if that's going to be the cost? I'm going to suggest, yeah, they are going to ask for every last document. So the mortgage requirements are there. Housing risks. Let's say you're putting off buying a home because you're worried about another financial crisis. If that's the case, you need to define what it is that you're most concerned about. If you're concerned about your job and the future of your home income, then that should play a bigger role in whether you buy a home. Maybe you want to buy something that's a little bit cheaper. Now, here's something that nobody's going to tell you about other than Ron Siegel. Nobody's going to tell you that it's going to cost the likelihood of getting. It's going to be harder for somebody to foreclose on you than to kick you out of a rental. Think about that. To kick you out of a rental, it's a three-day notice right after your rent was due. To get you out of a property that you own, it's a process. So you have more protections if you own the home than if you're paying somebody else's mortgage. Process right there. The market itself. Ultra-low rate mortgage rates have been around the last few years. They're not going anywhere. If you're trying to purchase a home and you qualify at 3.625 30-year fixed rate and interest rise to 4.375, you might not be able to qualify for as much house. So you're looking at a risk right there. And we did talk about a lot of these issues as far as the home process in one of prior episodes of Ron Siegel Radio. You can go back and look at it on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. You can find us on iTunes, mbelinks.com/iTunes. That would be Mary Boy Edward Links. That would be plural, LINKS.com/iTunes. And you can actually subscribe to all of the Ron Siegel radio shows. They go right into your iTunes account. That way you never, ever miss one of the Ron Siegel radio broadcasts. Yeah, I'm also going to go back to talking about, now that's the Mortgage Minute again, obviously, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. I'm going to continue our conversation right now on the ballot propositions. We've got through a good vast majority of them in several different broadcasts. Grocery bag proposition. Really, the government has to get into grocery and retail carryout bags. Just amazing to me that they've got to get into everything in our, get into all of our business. This one here is Proposition 65, the grocery bag proposition. Let's go back up to the top. A yes vote supports directing money collected from the sale of carryout grocery bags by grocery and other retailers to a special fund administered by the Wildlife Conservation Board. So if you think that you've had problems before, guess what? It'll get worse. A no vote opposes this measure redirecting money collected from the sale of grocery bags to other retail, to the Wildlife Conservation Group. Who's in favor of this one? Let's find out who it is. I'm sure we're going to be able to kind of guess on some of these. Tom McClintock, that's a surprise. The Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the California Peace and Freedom Group, League of Women Voters California, Clean Water Action, Surf Rider Foundation. Arguments. Unreal. This is, you got to just love these different things. $6 million in favor of it. Nothing in opposition. $6 million in favor. No one wants to put their money in opposition for it. I will say that I am definitely a no vote on this one. Let's see who the opposition is, if there is any even opposition who's coming out against this measure. Might take me a second to scroll and find that. I do a lot of this research, so you'll know if you haven't done your own research. Ballotpedia is the site that I use for a lot of the information that I get. The opposition, Bakersfield, California, Chicago Enterprise, the Chico Enterprise Record, Daily Californian, East Bay Express, East Bay Times, the Hanford Sentinel, the Los Angeles Times is against it, the Orange County Registers, holy cow, every newspaper is against it. Take a look at that measure. No money against it, but a lot of opposition to it. Kind of interesting there that that's where that one is heading toward. Proposition 67, prohibition on plastic single use. Is that one we just did is 67? That was 65 that we did, the grocery bag carryout. 66 we've talked about in length. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Proposition 67. This one here is plastic bag ban veto. A yes vote supports upholding the contested legislation banning certain plastic bags. It was enacted in the California State Legislature, Bill 270. A no vote. Now, here's where a lot of money is on the no vote on this one. So apparently, 65 and 67 kind of go hand in hand. They're not putting their money against 65 because if there's no money, no ban on plastic bags, then you don't have to worry about what the money is going to. So let's look and see the yes vote. Who are the supporters on this one? And we'll look at where the money is on this one as well when we get down to it. But the yes vote, Governor Brown is a yes. Prohibition on single-use bags. Gavin Newsom is in favor of this. John Chang is in favor of this. California Democrat Party, the California Party of the Green Party is in favor of this one. Different organizations, California Labor Federation, United Food and Commercial Workers, California nurses are in favor of this one. Opposition to this one is Tom McClintock, the Libertarian Party, City of Laguna Niguel, the Hilux Poly Company. You can guess that they're not on board on that one. Think about this one. We've got $6 million in opposition. And we've got $0.6 million in support. So we see where the money's going on this one, don't we? And again, on this one here, I would be a no vote. don't want to see us having. Get the government out of our way. We don't want them in there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Five home maintenance tasks that can save you money. We'll continue with our ballot proposition discussion. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube or mbelinks.com/iTunes. You can get that broadcast right there as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1995, home maintenance tasks that can save you money. That is the subject of today's Word on Wealth segment, brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio Gift Bag. There's $1,000 in the virtual gift bag for anybody that wants to just grab it. I kind of love the idea of grab a gift bag. How many people do you know that give away $1,000 to anybody listening to us on radio every single day? Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564. You can get one of the gift bags, and there's about $1,000 worth of cool free stuff in the bag. Let's get it to you. Enjoy. So here are some of the home maintenance tips. Fixing leaks. Leaks don't seem like they should cost that much. After all, it's only a few drops of water at a time. But think about it. Water created the Grand Canyon. So what do you think it can do to your house? According to the Environmental Protection Agency, an average household's leaks can annually waste more than 10,000 gallons of water and artificially inflate a water bill by 10%. Fixing leaky faucets and toilets can cut back on the wasted water. It's environmentally friendly, and it saves you money. Cleaning gutters. Your gutters are an important home protection system. When it rains, gutters carry water off and away from your home. If your gutters and downspouts are clogged, water builds up on your roof and collects around the foundation of your home. Over time, this can lead to leaky roofs, sagging gutters, or even flooding within your home. And then the repairs become very expensive. Replacing HVAC filters. Your HVAC system circulates air throughout your home and regulates the internal temperature. Unless you have a moderate climate, your HVAC system most likely uses more energy than any other home system or appliance. Remember that concept and make sure, if you haven't checked your air conditioning unit, your furnace, your ducting, your filters, give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Chris Corrales. He was here sharing a good concept on saving a boatload of money on this using some of the energy efficient programs. Maintaining smoke detectors. If you remember, we just changed the clocks this past weekend. Did you check the batteries on your smoke detectors? Those of you that are residents of Anaheim, you probably don't need to worry about that because there is a beauty in Anaheim. The fire department will help out with that, so you don't have to worry about it nearly as much. They'll come by, especially for seniors, check out the smoke detectors, check out carbon monoxide detectors, and if they are faulty, they will replace them for free. They've got a bunch of them, and they put in those long-lasting ones so you don't have to do it every year, every 6 months. Number five, programming your thermostat. When you set and forget your thermostat for long periods of time, your home could be working hard to heat or cool itself when nobody is there. Some of these thermostats can be a little bit expensive, but you're paying a little money right now to get a big benefit on the back end. Think about that concept. That can be a very, very big benefit, a big savings to you. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Ron Siegel Gift Bag. It is a virtual gift bag just for you. Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. Lots of goodies in the bag. And I'm going to suggest go get them. Take advantage of them. They're there for you. It's about $1,000 worth of gifts. There are gifts from our trust planning company. There are gifts from photographers, gifts from water companies. There are all sorts of folks who are looking to give you stuff. All you have to do is text RSR Gift Bag, Ron Siegel Radio Gift Bag, to 79564. Get your bag today. So we're continuing our conversation on the propositions. Election Day tomorrow. Thank goodness it is almost over. The silly season is almost done.
It is what it is.
I'll be glad to be done with this whole thing and get on with life. Propositions. We've been chatting about a lot of those. There is Measure U as an Anaheim measure. That was proposed, I believe it was by Chris Murray in Anaheim, brought that one to the city. Voting, see, charter cities can follow some different rules than other cities, basically the states that are not charters. So Anaheim is a charter city, was using its own ruling for taxation. And Chris brought up this concept of requiring a two-third vote of the city council to propose taxes. Yes, a vote of two-thirds of council for any new taxes. Now, that would be great as the city's going to this districting, especially when you've got a mayor that loves to tax everything he possibly can tax. Even the idea this mayor wants to tax our going to high school football game, a high school basketball game, going to the movies. Yeah, that's what the mayor wants to tax. Anything you buy a ticket for, the mayor wants to put a tax on. unbelievable. But hopefully, if you get a two-thirds requirement of the city council to place new taxes on the ballot for voter consideration, that should be a little bit of a check and balance against a mayor or a council that loves the idea of taxing. Just a thought there. Keep it in mind what you're voting for. Also in Orange or in Orange County, even greater area, Measure S, that is the Orange Unified School District school bond. Measure M is the Capistrano Valley school bond. The Capo Valley bond, I think it's like $880 million. Measure S for the Orange Unified School District is $288 million. They claim it's to repair and modernize aging high school classrooms. I get worked up on some of these.
Nothing like the land superiority.
So if you, their claim is if you vote for these things, you're going to get better return on your real estate values. The properties will appreciate more. We've given them so much money. How many times do we go back to the school districts, come back and create another ruse where they tell us they're going to do one thing and they do something completely different? We had the lottery. The money from the lottery was supposed to go to our schools. So we put this lottery in and our schools get worse. Why? Because they use the money. They say, okay, well, that money did go to the schools, but they diminished the amount of money going to the schools from somewhere else. It's a government ruse. The elected officials, and I know that this is not a popular opinion, but a lot of the elected officials or the people here, they don't use the money the way they claim they're going to use the money. Now, on ballot Measure S, they say that they've got safeguards in place. Do you believe it? That's the question. This requires a 55% approval of the voters of the district that'll be going for this measure. They've tried it, I think, two or three times in the past. The electorate has not approved this in the past. I just don't believe that the school district is going to do what they say they're going to do. It's amazing how they keep coming back to it over and over again. Do the schools need repair? Absolutely. If we don't do it through a Measure S like this, do you think they're going to let the schools close? I highly doubt it. So what's going to happen if they don't do it? That's the big question. The money is going to come from somewhere. Now, I have no love affair with anything that has – when I look at the schools, as long as the state of California, the state of confusion – allows for the public employee union to be spending hundreds of millions of dollars on elections, to me, I look at it and say there's more than enough money to go around to do these things. They don't need additional money from us if the public employee union is able to extract this amount of money from the state, extract this amount of money from these other budgets to spend millions of dollars on elections. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And I ask for you to stick to it as well. Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day. Join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun every day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.